USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday airfare is expected to be the most expensive it's been in 5 years. That's according to fare tracker Hopper. It found the average domestic airfare for Thanksgiving round trips is $350, which is a 22% increase when compared to 2019. Domestic round trips over Christmas are going for around $463 on average, a third more expensive than 2019. King Charles III is addressing the Scottish Parliament for the first time as a new monarch.
The Queen, like so many generations of our family before her, found in the hills of this land and in the hearts of its people a haven and a home.
He shared his and the late Queen Elizabeth's admiration for the Scottish people, Charles vowing to follow the inspiring example that was his mother's life of imperishable service. SpaceX is continuing to launch more Starlink satellites from Kennedy Space Center.
After Saturday night's SpaceX Falcon 9 liftoff, Elon Musk's company delivered more Starlink Internet satellites to orbit. The number is now approaching 4,000 in Earth's low orbit. Tom's Guide, the technology know-all, says Starlink is already approaching broadband speeds. The finished system will boast speeds 10 times that of fiber internet, but will cost thousands of dollars just for the equipment, and a monthly fee has not yet been determined. Announced in May, the service is available in North America, most of Europe, parts of Chile, Brazil, New Zealand, and Australia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden spent part of his Monday at Logan International Airport in Boston promoting the bipartisan infrastructure law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden travels to the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in Boston to tout the progress of his Cancer Moonshot initiative to address cancer in the United States. The president telling the audience about what researchers are looking at to prevent cancer.
Scientists are exploring whether mRNA vaccine technology that brought us safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines could be used to stop cancer cells when they first arise.
The president's son, Beau, died from brain cancer in 2015. The first murder trial in the massacre involving a feud between two Ohio families is beginning Monday. George Wagner is charged with murder after 7 members of the same family and another person were executed in a remote area of southern Ohio in 2016. The incident became known as the Pike County Massacre, and it apparently revolved around a child custody dispute. Police near St. Louis say they've charged an Oklahoma man with burglary and stealing $12,000 worth of Pokemon cards. Blood found at the site where a glass case was broken matched that of Nicholas Garrison of Tulsa. He said he burglarized the Yeti gaming store because he needed the money. Pop star Britney Spears saying after the way she was treated by her family and business managers over the years, she'll probably never perform again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.